Hey, what's up? It's Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about my current portfolio as of today, November 1st, 2017, and of where my head is at prior to the Bitcoin Segwit 2x fork, to the B2x fork, and kind of what my strategy is from here. Talk about the, you know, really the positions that I have in place or where my portfolio is weighted so that I can give you guys some context to the discussions that I have, whether it's making a video on a specific topic or if it's when you're asking questions in, you know, YouTube live crypto happy hours and you're asking questions there. You guys can get a feel for my overall portfolio, my overall strategy, as well as what I'm looking to do coming up to the B2X fork and then following that B2X fork as well. So as we hop into this, this isn't necessarily specific investment advice. Nothing on the channel really ever is. It's very important to make your own decisions, and I'm by no means a registered financial advisor. But to that point, like I said, this is really just to add context. I think it's important from a transparency perspective. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that really have any level of transparency in the crypto space. So this is just kind of my flow of transparency so that you guys can understand kind of where my head's at and why I do specific things. And you can, number one, learn from my wins and learn from my losses, because that's important. And I also think that's another thing a lot of people aren't doing is, you know, nobody likes to talk about when they make a crappy trade. Nobody likes to talk about when, you know, when they lose money. Everybody is just talking about how awesome they are and how many gains that they're making. So how much percentage, you know, 1, 2, 5x% gains that they're making on a consistent basis, but they're definitely losing money as well. I would think a lot of them are. They're just not sharing that with you. So we'll talk a little bit today about my wins and losses going into the Bitcoin 2X, the B2X fork, and kind of where I'm at. If you're watching this on YouTube, great. You can obviously see this visually. If you're listening on the podcast, I'll include a link to my portfolio. So maybe you want to pause that and check that out. So it's cryptobobby.com/my-portfolio. That'll take you to my portfolio. I should have just done portfolio, but I'm not that smart ahead of time. So this is, as you can see, I've done a little bit of an update here, but this is current as of November 1st, 2017. And this strategy for me has been very heavily developed as we've approached the Bitcoin, the B2X fork. So as you might notice here, my holdings right now, currently, I'll list them off and then I'll talk about kind of where each one is. But my holdings right now are Bitcoin, Ethereum, OMG, Civic, AirSwap token, Chainlink, and Engine Coin. So those are my main holdings for the time. You know, those are my main holdings right now for the time being. And I'll talk about kind of where, how, and why I've developed that. I've also, I forget who it was, but somebody had a really nice recommendation actually on YouTube, I believe, or in the Facebook group. But they said, hey, why don't you just throw the CoinMarketCap widgets onto the page as well. So if you guys want to see the widgets for, you know, it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, like I said, OMG, Civic, Chainlink, AirSwap, and Engine Coin. I think that was all of them. So those widgets are on there as well if you want to check those out directly on CoinMarketCap. But right now, you can see there is one big, and I'm colorblind too, so but I can still, I think, see these. But so I'm colorblind, but we got this little pie chart here. You can see right now that the majority of my current portfolio, and this is weighted from a fiat percentage, so 57% of my US dollar value in cryptocurrency is right now is in Bitcoin. So I told you guys and talked a little bit about in the past 3 weeks or so, but prior to Bitcoin Gold, prior to that fork, I sold off about half of my OMG and I sold off about half of my Civic and put that into Bitcoin. As of now, that's been an excellent move. I almost wish I sold all of it and made that move. That would have been an even more successful trade. But as of now, I'm still holding on a, you know, small bit of my OMG and my Civic since my initial investment there, since the Civic ICO, as well as since my initial investment in OMG. But you're probably looking at this right now, and I know a lot of you guys in the comments are very heavily weighted into altcoins, which has not been a fun experience for the past couple of weeks for the most part. But right now I have moved a vast majority of my position into Bitcoin. Like I said, 57%, because I think Bitcoin is going to continue to rise. And even if it doesn't necessarily continue to rise, I think it'll hold its value better than the altcoins will for the next 2 weeks or so until the B2X fork. Take every bit of this context. This portfolio can and likely will change. I will likely reduce my weight in Bitcoin to some degree following the B2X fork, because I think that might result in a sell-off short term where I can potentially buy back and lower, or move some of my Bitcoin weight into altcoins to make more, get a little bit of an altcoin profit there and capture that. So as of right now, you can see here, like I've talked about, I am heavily weighting myself in Bitcoin prior to the B2X fork. That's a strategy that I feel comfortable with, and that's something that I'm going to continue to look at there. Outside of that, my second largest position, and this is a position that used to be from a percentage wise actually bigger than Bitcoin, but 17% of my portfolio right now is in Ethereum, ETH. And I would actually like to have that a little bit larger at some point in time, but it's really been tough to justify. I mean, we could pull this out in the day chart, so I'm gonna pop into Coinigy so you guys can see this. But I mean, it's been tough to, in the past, really since August, been tough to justify holding Bitcoin or holding Ethereum over Bitcoin. Ethereum just hasn't held its value to where Bitcoin is at, and I'm a pretty big Ethereum fan. I don't want to say I'm a full-fledged Ethereum fanboy, but I really do like Ethereum, and I really like the technical aspects of it. I like the community that they have built, and I really enjoy a lot of things about Ethereum. But from an overall investment perspective, it's been slowly, consistently losing steam to Bitcoin. So it's been tough to justify a continued long-term investment in Ethereum for the time being, at least compared to Bitcoin. So, as you can see here, whereas my Ethereum percentage might have been 30, 35, 40% in the past, it's now only 17% because I have moved some of that into Bitcoin as well. Now, outside of that, probably the other biggest holding here, about 10%, is Civic. Part of that being I did participate in the Civic ICO, and I'm still up about a number of multiples from that ICO. Still nowhere near the peak, but I'm still up about 200 or 300%, I believe, off the top, about 300% since the ICO, and that has panned out well. I did, like I said before, I did shave a bit of my profits off the ICO and move that into Bitcoin for the time being, and that has worked out well. As has that done with OMG, I've slowly started shaving off some of my OMG holdings, and that has been something that, as of at least today, too, OMG has been. I'll pop over here. What do we got? OMG has gotten crushed today, down 11%. It's all the way down to $6.26. It was at $13 at one point in time. So OMG has been struggling as of late. I don't know. I kind of want to hold on to my OMG. I mean, it's a pretty small percentage of what it is, and basically it's house money and profit at this point in time, because I bought OMG at about $1.50. But I'm looking at OMG and I'm starting to think that it was a coin that, or it was a cryptocurrency that a lot of people had a lot of excitement around, and there was so much positive press about it, and now just that good warm feeling of OMG has kind of subsided a little bit, and the excitement around people continuing to put money in it has worn off. So I'm keeping that in mind. I'm still holding, but we have that going on there. And then the three other cryptos that I have right now is Engine Coin, Chainlink, and AirSwap. I participated in both the Engine Coin ICO as well as the AirSwap ICO, neither of which have panned out well. Quite frankly, any recent ICOs within, like, let's say the past month or so, the vast majority of them, the second they hit the exchanges, they're actually down quite a bit in terms of, AirSwap is down probably about 30%. Engine Coin is probably down about 30% or so, maybe even more, both. So the recent ICOs have not been great investments by any stretch. It's been a great way to lose Ethereum, unfortunately. So I would have been much better keeping my ETH in, keeping my ETH or keeping my money in Bitcoin rather than participating in either the Engine Coin ICO at this point in time or the AirSwap token ICO. That's not to say that it can't, that can't change, but we'll have to see how that ends up going. And then lastly, Chainlink, which was crushing it for a while and now is absolutely in the toilet. So that's another one that is now such a small portion of my overall portfolio that I'm almost thinking, I'm just going to let it ride. And if it jumps up again, then great. If not, then it is what it is. But you know, that's probably down 50%+ since its all-time high where I was holding it and I didn't sell it. I don't want to say I got greedy, but maybe I got a little bit greedy and didn't take the profits I should have. So that's down quite a bit from its previous weight. Now, outside of that, guys, I think, you know, what as I'm looking at this overall portfolio and we're looking at things here again, you know, this is very much anticipatory of the B2X fork. I can't predict the future, neither can you, but you know, I think we try to do our best when it comes to, you know, when it comes to investing or making cryptocurrency related decisions. So that's what I'm trying to do here. And I think that I am anticipating a continued run of Bitcoin up until that B2X fork. So that's why I'm heavily weighted in Bitcoin. That has been, like I said, if we pop over to the Bitcoin charts, we're basically at all-time highs right now. It's over close to $6,600. And my big entry from Bitcoin's perspective, if we talk about that, where I made the move from, so where I made my move into Bitcoin was actually back here. I was in Bitcoin obviously previously, but I wasn't, I had maybe 25% of my portfolio in Bitcoin. I made the move in this little range right here about $5,000. I moved my OMG and my Civic and some of my Ethereum in there. And that has at this point in time panned out well. So that has been a great trade for me at this point in time. If we look at it, I mean, that's been about a 37, 38% gain as we are right now. And that's not taking into the fact that OMG is down considerably since I made that trade. Civic is down a little bit since I made that trade as well. So that's been making that movement in mid to, you know, early to mid October has been really beneficial and positive for me. And that's been something as I'm looking back and evaluating that I've been happy with. The things that I haven't been happy with is I would have been better off honestly moving my entire, I mean, it's hindsight's 2020 as always, but I would have been better moving my entire portfolio into Bitcoin because that's really what's led the market in the past 2 to 3 weeks. And I think might continue to do so. What the big thing that I'm, you know, the big thing that I'm looking at for the time being though, is how is the Segwit 2X fork going to affect Bitcoin in the future? Are we going to see that big sell-off that we saw with Bitcoin Gold where, you know, the price of Bitcoin was up considerably, and then the second the snapshot happened, Bitcoin dropped down and all that money moved into the altcoins? Can and will that happen again with the Segwit 2X fork? I'm somewhat anticipating that. So I'm looking at what the proper timing for myself is in terms of getting more heavily weighted again in the altcoins, since I'm you know, at this point in time about less than, you know, I'm less than really 30-35% if you don't count Ethereum as an, you know, an altcoin. I'm probably 70% in Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, and 30% in the, you know, in OMG and Civic and AirSwap and Chainlink. So I'm evaluating whether or not now is the time for me to, or, you know, a few days before the fork is a good time to make that move into it with fresh fiat, or if the benefit of the dividend, the benefit of getting that free B2X currency, if I think that the altcoins are going to, let's say right now it's about a, you know, it's, well, let's pop over here real quick to CoinMarketCap. But let's just say for the time being that B2X futures, so I've talked about this a little bit previously, but right now B2X futures are trading at about 1.18 Bitcoin. So let's say that's an 18% dividend. It's semantics, but you know, we can art, people will want to argue with me. I'll just call it a dividend or whatever. But an 18%, you're getting basically 18% B2X for your Bitcoin. So you have to look at that and say, well, maybe the altcoins are going to spike 30%. So is it worth not even worrying about your Bitcoin and having your Bitcoin when that snapshot happens? And are you better off just buying the altcoins prior to the fork and then riding that wave up if the altcoins go up? They might not. So we'll have to see how that ends up panning out. But, you know, if OMG and if NEO and if all these other cryptocurrencies out there, if they jack up 10, 15, 20%, you know, if they jack up 10, 15%, then you might be better off having your money in Bitcoin. But if they go up 25, 30 plus percent, the second that snapshot hits, somewhat like some of the cryptocurrencies did with Bitcoin Gold, then that's something to evaluate, because at that point in time, it doesn't even make sense really to get your B2X futures or get your B2X cryptocurrency, because you're better off just selling your Bitcoin prior to the fork and having that. If you can get anything above 18% as of the time being, then you're better off, you know, moving that into an altcoin. So that's something I'm evaluating. I'll probably end up making a video about that as well in the future here too. But definitely something to, you know, something to keep an eye on there now. And outside of that, you know, like a lot of you have obviously seen, the Bitcoin's run has continued to impress. I mean, over $6,600 right now. When will it stop? Who knows? Will it stop? Who knows? But I'm gonna keep 57% plus of my portfolio as of, and that number is continuing to grow as Bitcoin goes up. But yeah, 57% or so, well over 50% of my portfolio in Bitcoin until I can figure out the proper play with the B2X fork. Now, if you have questions, I would love to hear what your portfolio weight is. So, number one, if you have questions on what I'm thinking, definitely sound off. But I would love to hear your portfolio weight. Are you 100% in altcoins, or are you 100% in Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever you're in? I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Definitely gives me an understanding of you know, what you guys are thinking, maybe some cryptocurrency that I should check out in the future as well. So that'd be fantastic. And if you are new to the channel by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, where I hop in, talk to, you know, 300, 400, 500 of you guys live, and go over all your questions, or as many as I possibly can. So hit that subscribe button so you get these videos as soon as they come out, and hit that little notify bell so when I do go live, you're able to join live, ask all the questions that you'd like. And again, thank you so much for your time. I really, really do appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.